What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 193. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about allometric dosing of vancomycin, answer the drug information question, how long should steroids be given for severe alcoholic hepatitis, and share a resource for calculating the allometric dose of vancomycin. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode193. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article for this episode is titled Allometric versus Consensus Guideline Dosing in Achieving Target Vancomycin Trough Concentrations. The lead author is Matthew L. Brown, and this was published in American Journal of Health System Pharmacy, May 2017. Vancomycin is a challenging drug to dose correctly. You can drive a bus through the volume of distribution range at 0.4 to 1 liter per kilo. You can have a patient therapeutic one day and toxic the next. Using vancomycin in obese patients is particularly difficult because weight-based dosing tends to result in overdosing. The authors of this study compared consensus guidelines with a vancomycin dosing regimen based on allometry, the study of the relationship between body size and physiology, to determine vancomycin dose. The study was a single-center, retrospective, pre- and post-implementation study of adults treated with IV vancomycin. The allometric formula to calculate the dose of vancomycin was 1,200 milligrams times the square root of the total body weight in kilos divided by 80 kilos. Patients in the pre-implementation group received vancomycin 15 to 20 milligrams per kilo IV, calculated using total body weight. Patients in the post-implementation group received vancomycin based on the allometric dose. The primary outcome was the attainment of an initial vancomycin trough concentration within the target range of 10 to 20 milligrams per liter. A secondary outcome was the rate of nephrotoxicity associated with each dosing method. For both groups, the frequency of dosing was based on creatinine clearance cutoffs as follows. Greater than 74 mL per minute got Q8 dosing, 50 to 74 mL per minute got Q12, and 25 to 49 mL per minute got Q24-hour dosing. The allometric dosing group achieved target trough concentration in 77% of the patients. The consensus guideline group achieved target trough concentration in only 57% of patients. This difference was statistically significant. When only obese patients were analyzed, the superiority of allometric dosing was maintained at 73% versus 46% in target range with allometric versus guideline dosing, respectively. While the rate of nephrotoxicity was not statistically different, there was a trend that favored the allometric group, which had 1.2% versus 7.4% incidence of nephrotoxicity. The authors concluded, in hospitalized adults, allometric vancomycin dosing achieved a higher frequency of initial vancomycin trough concentrations within the target range of 10 to 20 milligrams per liter compared with dosing as recommended by consensus guidelines. The difference between methods in the percentage of troughs within the target range was most pronounced in obese patients. This is an exciting development for improving vancomycin dosing. A 77% rate of achieving target trough range is phenomenal. Allometric dosing results in using less vancomycin on a milligram per kilo basis, and the potential for improved safety with allometric dosing should be explored further. The protocols for the study use some unique calculation methods that should be considered if attempting to replicate the results. The authors rounded doses to the nearest 100 milligrams, whereas many institutions round to the nearest 250 milligrams. The authors also rounded low creatinine values in elderly patients up for the purpose of calculating creatinine clearance, with the threshold of 1 milligram per deciliter for patients 65 and older and 1.2 milligram per deciliter for patients 80 and older. The generalizability of these results to critically ill patients is low. No patient in the study received a loading dose of vancomycin. Only 30% of patients in the study were admitted to the ICU, and the indication for vancomycin was skin and soft tissue infection more than half of the time. Only 2% of the patients in the allometric group were receiving vancomycin for bacteremia. Nevertheless, this study provides an excellent set of questions for future research. Many hospital-based vancomycin dosing protocols are empirically derived and locally monitored by medication use evaluation. Therefore, it's appropriate for individual hospitals to consider trialing and monitoring a vancomycin dosing regimen based on the results of this study. The drug information question for this episode is, how long should steroids be given for severe alcoholic hepatitis? The answer is 28 days before tapering slowly. The 28-day duration is taken from a meta-analysis of 5 randomized controlled trials that showed that corticosteroids significantly improved 28-day survival in patients with severe alcoholic hepatitis. A slow taper of 2 to 4 weeks helps ensure that adrenal insufficiency does not occur. Keep in mind that prednisone needs to be converted by the liver to an active metabolite, so patients being treated for severe alcoholic hepatitis should receive prednisolone instead. And the resource for this episode is an allometric dosing calculator that I have created. The calculator replicates the formula used in the study discussed in this episode, including rounding vancomycin dosing to the nearest 100 milligrams. The calculator can be found by linking from the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode193, or by selecting the calculator page from the drop-down menu under resources in the pharmacyjoe.com menu. A big shout out to Pharmacy Matthew, the lead author of the allometric vancomycin dosing study, who helped me get the coding for the formula correctly implemented. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.